Okay, Jackie, are you there? We can at least get the question in, even if we can't get in a whole ramble of an answer. Hello. What's on your mind, ma'am?
I'm calling about fibromyalgia because I was diagnosed a couple years ago with fibromyalgia, and it's really difficult in the winter, especially. I hurt really bad in the winter, and I quit taking most pain meds. I'm only on Tramadol, and I wondered if you have any suggestions because I don't want to be on any opiates. I just, but I, it's really difficult through the winter.
Okay, ma'am, anything that is worse in the wintertime, please check your serum vitamin D levels. It's the one called 25-hydroxyvitamin D or 25-OH vitamin D. Usually when people tell me about something that gets better, worse in the winter, whether it's fibromyalgia or depression or whatever it is, they have low vitamin D levels. And if you work with a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, they can tell you that, well, around this Seattle area, people usually require 5,000 to 6,000 units, and I'm sorry, but some people require 10,000 units, and that's why we have to do follow-up tests to make sure it's not too much for that person. But anyway, that vitamin D usually helps significantly with anything that gets worse in the winter. Now, I didn't tell you it's going to cure fibromyalgia. It's just the getting worse in the winter part that's such a clue to vitamin D. Now, getting on to fibromyalgia then, ma'am. There's something called coenzyme Q10. Have you heard about that one?
The what?
It's called coenzyme, and then capital Q and a small 10, coenzyme Q10. And you
No,
can
I haven't
find,
heard of that.
okay, health food stores, Dharma Dispensary, your local compounding pharmacy, those reliably have it. Well, there's studies on the coenzyme Q10. And what was found to do is to help reduce the pain, particularly the points that you press on and are particularly painful in fibromyalgia. Those points got significantly better. Did I say the fibromyalgia was cured? No, I didn't. But I did say that the pain at the points which are the most painful got better, and that was with coenzyme Q10. And oddly enough, coenzyme Q10 is something that when we're younger, our bodies make a bunch of, but after age 50, our bodies just go into a tailspin on making coenzyme Q10, even though they could make it when we were younger. And that's what it's doing in all the natural food stores, ma'am. It's just replacing what we had when we were younger. Never heard a thing. Comes in about 100 units. It's called a unit, or 100 milligrams. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. That's the vitamin D that's units. And it's perfectly okay to take one or two of those a day. Remember, our bodies made this when we were younger, so you can try that. So there's the vitamin D question, there's the coenzyme Q10, and then there is research on a few other things too that can help with fibromyalgia. So if you were to check in with a doctor skilled in natural medicine, they could probably give you a small list, and you could try one after another and see what happens.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this.
Well,
Thank
you're
you.
welcome, ma'am. And thank you for calling and getting the word
Okay.
out.